And just to talk about some of the results, the average age of our patients was 60 years old. It was 14 females and 13 males. And the histological report of those patients demonstrated that they had ductal adenocarcinomas, ampullary adenocarcinomas, cholangiocarcinomas, chronic punctatitis, IPMNs, cyst adenocarcinoma, one case of pseudocyst, and one case of neuroendocrine tumor. The median volume of the pancreatic juice obtained was 1,245 microliters, and the median RNA yield was 3.9 nanograms per microliter. And this is just a picture to illustrate how the quality of the RNA looked like. This is the lather, and this is the pancreatic tissue that we use as a control. And you can see the two bands of the RNAs, that is the section 18S and 28S. All the samples, when you have the two clear bands, it means that this RNA has got a good quality. And where you can't see the clear bands, it means that there is some degree of degradation in this sample. In our study, the RIM, that is the RNA integrity number, ranged from 1.9 to 10. 16 cases had an acceptable quality of the RNA, and unfortunately, in 11 cases, there was some degree of degradation.